Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What a journey, man.
Yeah. How was it?
Well, 1,200 miles, man. 1,200 miles in a 26-foot truck and a...
Oh, my goodness.
A trailer and a...
and a dog and a...
And a car falling with a dog and two children and a baby. It's like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but that was a trip.
Yeah, man. We were coming up... We're coming up the Shenandoah Valley. I'm telling you, this is the most beautiful... picturesque. I mean, God's creation is just so amazing. I'm having a moment realizing, oh my goodness, I'm driving a 26-foot truck 70 miles an hour. Slow down.
Right.
But I mean, these mountains are just beautiful. I haven't seen mountains like that when I went to Israel. There are mountains like just beautiful. You can feel like you can reach out and just grab them with your hand. I mean, they're just so amazing. But these mountains are just beautiful. And you're going through this like farm country, so you're seeing these cows and horses and all these properties and silos, and I'm telling you, just beautiful flowers, just great. And so we're driving and everything's good. I'm driving with other truckers. The tractor trailers are just blowing me by there, and we start going up this mountain, Pat. I'm like the little train that could, I think I can.
Right.
And this thing is going up this, I mean, I'm talking about mountain. I'm not talking about a hill. Yeah. I'm talking about a mountain. In a mountain. And all of a sudden, I mean, I see my speed decrease, even though my foot pedal, you know, you have a problem when your foot pedal is smashed to the ground
and it ain't moving.
And you're going 65, 55, 45. This is going down. And I can hear the truck, man. I can hear every gear just buzzing.
Ooh,
and I'm
that's
like,
not good.
I said, man, I am not going to take my foot off this pedal. We're going to make it up this mountain.
Was it automatic or shift?
It was automatic.
Oh, thank goodness.
So we got going up and down. Besides that, and trying to swing that truck into a gas station here and there, it was a fabulous trip. But one thing I noticed coming down the mountain, it's 6 miles coming down one of these mountains, just 6 miles of steep incline. No shoulders on either side. Okay?
Oh, wow.
No guardrails.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Where were you at?
I think that was in West Virginia somewhere.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness, dude. It was intense, to say the least. But you're coming down the mountain, and they have a sign, watch for boulders coming off the mountain onto the trail.
Oh, great.
And then they show this incline for 6 miles. So you got to basically like ride the brake because all these trucks are flying down this mountain, 6 miles of it. And you're going at a high speed. I mean, you're just going up 35 miles an hour, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So you're coming back down it. And then they have on the side, kind of like as you go around the mountain, on the side of it, you have these what they call runaway ramps. I don't know if you ever saw this before, runaway ramps.
In case you lose control?
Yeah, you can't stop or anything. It's like a hill that's in the side of a mountain. That just goes up.
Okay.
Man, I mean, I'm thinking, oh my God. Thank the Lord for that right there. You know what I'm saying? Somebody's out of control. But they have these runaway ramps. And it just got me thinking as I was just meditating on the glory of God and how he got us here safely and all that. I was thinking, you know, so many people's lives... So much I like that. They're flying down the mountain of life. They're cruising at 100 and nothing on slippery, dangerous roads and conditions. You know what I'm saying? No caution.
No brakes.
Nothing.
Just wide open.
No, but just wide open. And they run away. They're out of control.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, oftentimes... God's given all kinds of warnings on the side of the road. Right. You know, normally the flashing lights are like, danger, danger.
Right. Slow down.
Slow down. You know, normally there's a sign that maybe say dead end. You know, there's signs that say you turn, you know, because, you know, you have to turn.
Right.
That's, you know, you turn, repentance. And then sometimes there's a runaway ramp. Maybe you've been running away from God and you've been running away and going 90 to nothing. Let me tell you something. God has a place right there on the side for you that you can just bring yourself in. Mm-hmm. Get yourself off of this crazy cycle. Get yourself off of this road of chaos. Get yourself out of this place of just wild living and just, you don't even know whether you're coming or going. You don't know if it's morning or night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're running hard right now. Mm-hmm. You're running hard. Get it off the road. Get it off the road, because you know what? You're going to continue to do more damage to yourself. You're going to do more damage to somebody else. You can cause somebody some serious harm. And normally, you know what? That's what happens. You know? It'd be one thing if our sin was personal. But oftentimes, our sin has so many ramifications that affects so many people.
That's right.
And it's only really when we come to the Lord that the light gets turned on and we look at the trail of devastation that we have caused.
That's right.
But it's so hard. You can't see it. When you're just thinking about yourself and just thinking about this life of, you just want to do you. You know what I mean? You can't see it. That's the whole thing about just pride and sin. You're just blinded to the reality of what happens when we just are all out doing what we want to do apart from God.
Right.
There's a runaway ramp. There's a runaway ramp where you could just go ahead and bring it in. Bring it on in and just crash right there in the pastures of God. Go ahead and just bring it on in and come down, come low. Come low and let that thing crash on in on God. Because when you crash in the Lord, that's a safety place.
Right.
For you and for everybody else. You're struggling out there this morning and someone turned you on to VFN Radio. Listen, this is not by accident.
Mm.
You know, God, who holds the whole world together, allowed you today to tune into VFN Radio. Why? Because God loves you. God has a plan for your life. This is your moment. This is your season to get it right with God. Listen, life is but a vapor. We don't know how much longer any of us have on this earth. I mean, you're here today, and literally you can be gone tomorrow.
Yeah, we've seen it happen.
We've seen it over and over again. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, young people, children. I mean, there was a stretch there where I've seen some, like, 30-year-olds just dead.
Just gone.
Mm-hmm. And then you slip into eternity, and then we all going to have that moment when we have to face Jesus. You know, I'm living for a glorious encounter. You know
yes.
what I mean?
Yes.
I'm living for an inglorious, wonderful encounter, but I got to tell you that some people are not going to have that glorious encounter. You can choose today while you're alive, while you're breathing, while you're listening. The Bible tells us to examine ourselves to see if we're even still in the faith. Proverbs says that a wise man, a wise woman, gives thought to their ways.
Mm.
Take a moment. Pause. Reflect. And ask God, where am I? You know, I think about when God asked Adam and Eve, asked Adam, where are you?
All right.
I think God knew where he was at. You know,
yeah.
what I mean?
He wasn't looking for his address.
Yeah, he wasn't looking for an answer, right? He wasn't looking for his address. 201 Bush Street. You know, no. God wanted Adam to know,
right,
where he was. God knew. Where are you today? What road are you on? Are you on the highway to heaven? Or you are on a path to hell. You can choose today. You can choose today to get on the right path, on the right road, and get on the highway to heaven. Come on and be with the Lord. But you got to let everything go. You got to come to the end of yourself. When you come to the end of yourself and come to Jesus, God will take care of the rest. Let me tell you something. Today is the day of salvation. If you don't know Jesus Christ today, if you've been away from God, you've kind of been playing around. Listen, you want to be sure. You want to be sure and certain, like you know, like the grass is green and you know the sky is blue.
That's right.
Don't be no wishy-washy. Well, I think I grew up knowing God. No. Do you know him? You got to know him. Not of him, about him. You got to know him. So I want to encourage you today. Make Jesus the Lord of your life. You're listening to VFN Radio. We'll be right back.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.